to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Claire, and I'm joined, as always, by Sarah.
Hello. You did it.
Hi. I did remember how to do it. I actually have, instead of just a cider, I have strawberry sake today as well.
Damn, that's fucking fancy. Where did you get that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
My roommate bought it.
Oh, okay. Oh, your roommate who I don't know at all?
Yeah, my roommate Linda, whom you've never met.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, Linda bought it. and we've been looking for it for a while because it's really good strawberry sake, but I don't actually know where it came from, except I do know that it was in New York because we've looked.
Okay. So, okay. That's exciting. I'm just drinking blood. This is the last blood orange cider.
So pretentious.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to say that, and nothing has changed.
Oh, shit, this song is really good. Okay.
All right, so Claire's gonna get drunk.
Yes, I am.
And we're gonna talk about Dishonored 2. Yay!
Finally!
Finally, we're done with the fucking tie-in content that's, like, arguably bad.
I don't know if you could really argue that it's good.
I mean, okay, Crooked Man is bad. I think the Wormwood Deceit was, like, fine. Like, I don't know if it would be a good standalone comic, but as a fan of Dishonored, I, like, enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'll take that back. I really did enjoy The Wormwood Deceit. I think it was interestingly done.
Yeah, The Corroded Man is a bad book and a bad tie-in, so there we go with that.
Yes, we can agree with that.
but yeah, this is the sequel. It came out like 4 years after Dishonored, I guess.
Yeah.
I can count.
2012 and 2016, yeah.
Yeah. 4 years. And it's prettier, and you can play as Emily if you want to.
Yeah. Did you do the, like, tutorial?
Yeah, I'm not a fucking heathen.
Okay.
Did you?
So sorry. Yes, I did.
it's like, it's not as bad as if you don't do the tutorial in the first game, because that is like, you terrible person, you didn't, like, play with your daughter.
That's true, yeah.
No, it's just like, you terrible person, you don't want to learn how to fight.
Exactly. So yeah, we can start with the tutorial. For reference, I had my roommate take notes for me, Linda took notes for me.
So this will be fun.
Yes, and I've not looked at them, so this is going to be actually really funny, but, like, my roommate has not finished playing all of Dishonored. I'm just basically doing a custom Let's Play for them. So in return, they're taking notes for me.
Linda is now the unofficial third host of this podcast.
Third Whaler.
Yeah, the third Whaler.
Yes, so here we go. We start with a tutorial. You are Emily Caldwin.
Yep, she's, like, 25. This is, like, maybe a year after The Corroded Man.
Yeah, probably around there.
I don't know. Yeah, I just wrote down that she, like, says, "This is my city," which I thought was very funny.
I know, and her city's disgusting. Like, she's standing on, like, an empty, disgusting dock.
Yeah, it's like the Dunwall waterfront, which is gross as hell, because it's in Dunwall.
Yeah. And then there's, like, she says some stuff about, like, oh, training with my dad, because news alert, if you didn't know, Corvo's your dad.
Yeah, she at some point found this out, we still don't know how that happened, whatever.
I know. So there we're just doing training, and Corvo's gonna teach us how to be sneaky and climb up chains. It's honestly not that important. Nothing super wild happens, except for on the training ground, there's just this giant fucking dead whale. And it's like, don't you need that for something? Like, shouldn't you be, like, harvesting that?
Like, there's a whale oil shortage.
They just, like, fucking left it. Like, this is this huge whale.
Dunwall doesn't have a very good, like, I don't know, garbage company situation.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's true, considering their MO during the rat plague was dumping dead bodies into, like, the sewers.
That was regrettable.
Yeah, sure was.
But yeah, so you learn how to, like, run around, and then you learn how to fight, which the intro to that is Corvo being like, "Hey, let's beat each other up, shall we?" Which I thought was very, like, cute and funny. He says it, like, sarcastically. Yeah.
It's really funny. Another thing that Emily says is once you're done sneaking, she says, in the words of Corvo Otano, "Hidden like a secret, quiet like a sunset." I was like, what the fuck?
I, like, can't imagine Corvo ever saying that.
I literally cannot. Like, quiet like a sunset? What the fuck?
He's, like, a pretty pragmatic dude.
Yeah. Like, okay. Seems incorrect, but fine. Let's go beat each other up.
So cute. Oh, and then, Very importantly, you can, in this game, it's basically the same controls as the first game, but if you get into a sword fight with somebody, if you block them, you can then, like, knock them out, and it's great, and you can't do that in Dishonored 1, and it makes the game way harder when you can't do that.
Yeah. In Dishonored 1, if you get seen and you're trying not to kill a single person, you literally just have to run until you find a good enough hiding spot that they can't find you.
Yeah.
There's no option to knock them out. So this is a vast improvement, we've learned.
In the intervening 15 years, Corvo was like, oh, maybe I should, like, figure out a different technique for these situations.
I'm proud of him.
But yeah, so when you, like, succeed in, like, knocking him on the ground, he, like, smiles at you, and it's very sweet.
He just has, like, a fucking, like, black wrap around his hand with the outsider's mark, and you can literally fucking see the mark through it. It's so...
Corvo's not fucking subtle.
He's really not subtle.
I guess this is like the first time you really get to see his face a lot, because, like, in Dishonored 1, it's, like, you never see him.
Because you are him.
It's uh-huh.
Yeah, he got a haircut.
Yeah, I liked his long hair, but I don't know, maybe it wouldn't fit with his, like, dad persona. He has, like, a scruffy, he's got scruff now.
Yeah, he's got, like, a little scruffy beard and, like, a dad haircut. It's fine. I'm into it. It's a fine look.
I think people think it's hot. Like, I personally don't, but... That's a personal problem.
Yeah.
He looked cuter with long hair.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so yeah, just doing training. They say that he is our father 10 bazillion times.
I know, I guess because they're just like, just in case you didn't know. I mean, you could play this game without having played Dishonored 1, and then also, I guess, just to be like, hey.
I mean, yeah, like, if you didn't read any of the fucking novels, you wouldn't know.
Which no one fucking did.
Yeah. I did not. All right, so we're done with the tutorial. That seems good enough.
That's fine. First mission, it doesn't even pull you up with the mission screen. Oh, yeah, because there's a little intro.
Yeah, there's, like, a little intro cutscene and stuff.
It's called A Long Day in Dunwall. It is a very long day.
Did you write down this cutscene? Because I didn't.
I did.
Cutscene TK.
I did. I did, and it's the same for, because I think it's Emily. Yeah, because you haven't picked who you played yet, so it's Emily no matter what.
Yes,
So, yeah, I can read this. Why do we celebrate the anniversary of an assassination? 15 years ago, in the middle of a plague that nearly destroyed Dunwall, a paid killer assaulted the palace where I was born and stabbed my mother in the heart. In the aftermath, the men who sent the assassins tried to use me as a pawn in a game of power. They would have succeeded, but my father, Corvo Itano, hunted them down and cut their conspiracy to pieces. All these years later, am I the ruler my mother wanted me to be? Now we face a new crisis. A monster the papers are calling the Crown Killer has been picking off my enemies and dressing it up like my father and I are responsible. I don't know whether to get on a ship and sail to the opposite end of the world or have everyone around me executed. Hey, Emily?
Jesus Christ!
I know! It's like, I guess they're just like, I guess that's High Chaos Emily is like, yeah, I'll just fucking kill everybody and solve this problem.
God, fuck the monarchy.
Yeah.
Fuck Mickey Mouse.
It's bad. Just gonna let that one slide. But
yeah. So yeah, you show up, you meet Alexi Mayhew.
She's great, I love her. You might remember her from The Wormwood Deceit.
Yeah, so yes. You show up and she is like, hey, what's up? And you're like, this is gonna suck. And she's like, cool. Sure is.
And gives you your signet ring, which...
I don't know why she has
Yeah,
that.
It's
that
like
seems
she...
seems pretty gay.
Emily should have been wearing that the whole time, because, like, you need it. So yeah, I guess they're in love.
Yep.
Jot that down.
So then they open the doors, and, you know, she walks into her throne room, which has, like, a fuck ton of roses everywhere. It's actually really nicely decorated.
Yeah, and it's like, and as you reminded me when we did Dishonored 1, it's the same room in Dishonored 1 that when you go to the throne room. Or it's not even, mm-hmm. It's not the throne room then, it's like, I don't even know what it fucking was.
It's the safe room?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
Or is that right? I don't know. It's the thing on the roof.
I think it's the safe room.
Where you, like, found, burrows? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so they took out all the bookshelves and put in, I don't know what else is in here. There's a picture of Jessica.
There's literally nothing. There's just, like, a few... There's people, there's a fuck ton of roses, and there's your ugly-ass throne.
Yes. And your dad's there.
Oh, and your dad's there, and he's like, hey, I keep thinking life is going to get easier, but it doesn't. And you're like, ooh, sounds healthy, Dad.
It's so sad. Yeah, he's like, man, the anniversary of Jessamine's death always sucks. And I'm like, you should go to grief counseling.
Like, yeah, like, I get that it would suck and it would always be hard, but it has been, like, 15 years.
It's been 15, yeah. When we get to the journal entries, it's, like, way worse, too. Because Corvo's journal entries are rough.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then they, like, walk up to this little portrait of Jessamine.
Sorry. I'm going to have Linda's commentary in here, too.
What did Linda say?
Linda said, ugly throne. What are those, boys? What is that?
It is an ugly throne.
It's super ugly. It's just, like, it looks like a bucket chair, basically. A silver bucket chair. And you sit in it and you give some sort of speech about, like, sorry, everyone. Sorry about my mom being dead. Have fun.
That's fine. Also, it's very important that before that, when you, like, are by Jessamine's photo, like, Emily's like, I wish I could run away from all this. And Corvo's like, yeah, sometimes you do. Like, you don't think I know about you, like, running around on the rooftops. And I'm like, didn't we just have a whole thing in The Corroded Man about you not wanting to talk about this? Now you're just talking about it really casually? It made me mad.
That's such a great point. And then also, and then Emily goes, wow, royal protector and father should have outlawed that combo years ago.
That was cute.
Which is really funny.
That was very cute.
Yeah. Okay, so then she goes and sits on her throne and gives her shitty speech. and then there's a kerfuffle.
There is a kerfuffle. Some people walk in that she wasn't expecting.
They announce that it's Duke Luca Abell, right?
Yeah, it's Duke Luca Abell, who's, like, this bombastic idiot. He's voiced by the same guy who plays, oh, fuck, now I forgot his name. That one guy, he's voiced by the guy who plays Kingpin and Daredevil in the TV show.
I do not know who that is, but okay.
Well, for everyone who's fucking watched Daredevil.
So, yeah, he shows up with, like, 4 mechanical soldiers, and you're like, wow.
That seems normal. And Corvo's like...
And to be clear, when I say mechanical soldiers, I mean, like, they're, like, 8 feet tall and have 4 arms that are not arms, but just swords.
They're just knives.
They're not human. Like, they're not human-esque.
It's like, wow, you thought the tall boys were bad? Get fucking ready.
Oh, God. Yeah. So then Corvo's like, I didn't authorize those.
And Ramsay, the captain of the guard, is like, it's fine.
Uh-huh. Sure fucking is. So then, yeah, Duke Luca Bell's like, hey, what's up? Sorry on the sad occasion, but I'm gonna give you a gift. And you're like, wow, that seems like it's gonna be so great.
And they have,
it's
like...
It's Delilah.
Yeah, it's Delilah. She's, like, in, like, a little, like, what do you even call those? Like, a mini palanquin or something? That's being carried in by some people, and you don't see who it is, and then she, like, steps out, and she's like, hey, I'm Delilah, I'm beautiful, because she is.
She is. I guess, yeah, palanquin is the best way of saying it, I would say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she steps out, and she gives, like, a speech, but it's like, I wasn't ready to reveal myself to you when my sister died, but I am the daughter of the late Emperor Yuhorn Caldwin, or whatever their dad's name is.
Yeah, I can't even remember. Did this come up in Knife of Dunwall? Did we find out that she was Jessamine's sister?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I think not, but, like, who fucking knows? That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I'm not sure. I think she just shows up as Delilah. And,
yeah,
like, it's said that she worked in the palace.
Yeah, yeah. So, right now she's like, yeah, bitch, I'm, like, the, you know, I'm older than Jessamine, so I'm the rightful heir. Shut up.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, you know, a kerfuffle.
That's one way to put it. Corvo, the soldiers start attacking, the clockwork soldiers start attacking people, and then fucking, Corvo, like, oh, she, like, comes up and talks to Corvo and, like, touches his cheek, and Corvo slaps it away, which is, like, a very funny interaction.
It was really, really funny.
But yeah, then, like, all hell breaks loose. Corvo starts using the mark, and you can see him, like, blink, and it's cool as hell.
It's cool as hell, but he's in broad daylight, like... In the middle of presumably, like, hundreds of people who would be perfectly content to have him murdered for heretical shit.
Also, his daughter, who I think doesn't know about this until this, like, literally this moment.
I don't think so. Though I have to assume that at one point she's seen his hand without a glove.
Probably. She's like, oh, dad just got a tattoo. It's fine.
Yeah. So, yeah. Basically, you know, a coup is underway.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Corvo kills a couple of people. He, God, he stabs Delilah.
In the heart. Just stabs her.
Yeah, it's like exactly that meme. It's like appropriate responses for someone stabs you. It's like, oh, thanks. What a nice sword. Can I keep this? Because that's about what Delilah does.
Yeah, she, like, uses her weird vine magic to, like wrap Corvo up, and then she, like, yanks the sword out and is like, your sword can't steal my heart, and it's the coolest thing ever.
It's pretty fucking awesome. And then, is this where she steals his mark?
Yeah, she just, like, sucks it up with magic. I don't know, it was weird.
It was interesting as hell. I was like, once again, women do such cool shit with magic in this game. Like, she's stealing his fucking powers. He don't have them no more.
I know. It's like, oh, there it goes. And then yeah. She fucking, or well, then I think is when the screen comes up that's like, who do you want to play as?
Well, yeah, like, to be clear, Emily is also in the middle of this kerfuffle. Like, Captain Ramsay, like, the captain of the guard, tries to grab her and she punches him. And then they're, like, back to back and you get to choose who to play as. I have written down that Emily is the only hot person in Dunwall.
That's true, Linda. You're so fucking right. That's not true. Delilah's here. I guess it runs in the family.
Delilah's pretty hot, but Delilah does also look like she's been put through the ringer.
Well, she has.
Yeah. Whereas Emily just looks like a normal person.
Yes, and she's beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah, I am playing as Corvo. Sarah's playing as Emily.
Yes.
Yeah. So. This is very complicated because there's high cast and low cast and then two characters.
And Claire's idea is that we both just do both low and high chaos, and we'll see how that fucking goes after this mission where it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. So we'll just be playing it twice. Though admittedly, I may just be able to do the second run through off memory because I've played this game like 5 times.
Yeah, I might just end up looking stuff up because these missions are long. Doing them twice in a row is a long.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, so, you know what? Sorry. Right after my note that says Emily's hot, the only hot person in Dunwall, I have, that's not true, Delilah's also hot. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Linda. You truly know what's up. Yeah.
So Delilah calls you old.
She calls Corvo old.
Calls Corvo old twice.
Whoever you aren't playing as, she turns to fucking stone is an important point.
So she turns Emily into stone, and you're like, ah, fuck, shit, goddamn. and Ramsay starts, like, pulling you out of the room up the stairs, I guess. What a strong son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, Corvo's probably heavy.
Yeah, he probably weighs a solid, like, 200 pounds at least.
Yeah.
That'd be hard to drag up some stairs. So yeah, you get dragged all the way up the stairs, both of us. And then Alexi Mayhew is like, what's the meaning of this? Then Lord Protector! And then she gets stabbed. So we're at dead woman count one.
It's very sad. I love Alexi, even though she, like, doesn't show up or do anything ever. But yeah, basically the same thing happens to Emily. Delilah's like, maybe someday you'll see me as the mother you lost. And it's like, yeah, fat chance.
What a bitch.
She's such a bitch. I love her so much.
Also, important note, I finished my sake.
Yum.
Oh no. I didn't put very much in this glass because it has a higher alcohol content.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have shot glasses, so I just have, like, a normal-sized glass with a very small sake.
But with a shot in it.
Basically.
That's an aesthetic.
Well, it's pink.
Beautiful. Hey, mine's also pink. We match.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. What's his fucking name? Ramsay steals your signet ring that we just fucking got.
Like a bitch, yeah. And he, like, makes fun of... He, like, takes the folding blade, which, like... I don't know why Emily had it. She must have grabbed it from Corvo or something. And, like, makes fun of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I also make fun of it, but I won't deny it's effective.
Hey, listen, it works. Oh, and he, like, as he's... He, like, complains about, like... How he used to be, like, rich and part of the aristocracy, and now he has to have a job and work for a living, and how he hates that. So that's his motivation for, like, throwing a coup, is he's like, you know, I just wanted to hang out at the country club.
Just want to play some golf at the country club.
He, like, literally says, he's like, I should be at the club, like, talking to people. I'm like, I hate you.
So he drags whoever you are into Emily's office.
Yes.
And locks you in there.
And he like, when he takes us in, Irene, he's like, oh, this unlocks the safe room, player who doesn't know this. And like mentions how there's like all this gold in there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're locked in here. So that's fine.
Yeah. I ate some grapes and an apple and a pear.
That's delicious. Did Linda write all those down?
Uh-huh.
Okay. cool.
Linda's very diligent.
That's good.
Yeah, so you can snoop around Emily's office. There's not, like, a ton in here. There's a note from Emily's advisor saying... we didn't talk about the crown killer.
It was in the intro. But, yeah.
Did you say it?
Were you listening when I was talking?
No.
All right, the intro is like, oh, the crown killer who, like, fucking, you know, pretends to be me murdering people. So we know who the crown killer is.
Okay, great. I did not listen because I listened to it in the game, and I'm like, that's the same thing.
Whatever.
Okay, well, there's a note from Emily's advisor saying that this woman, Lenora, doesn't really care if Emily's the crown killer. She just wants to know so she can do her job.
Yeah, she's like, I feel like I'm like the last person to know the true identity of the crown killer. It's like, sorry, Lenora, it ain't me.
Yeah. And she's, if you look on the globe, there's like, you know, there's like everything. And then there's also just like a narwhal on the globe.
Aw.
It's really cute.
Wait, like, just as, like, we don't know what's here, so we drew a narwhal?
No, it's just in the middle of the ocean.
Okay, that's cute.
Yeah, just in the middle of the ocean, there's a narwhal. So you have to leave through the fucking window to get out of this. Yeah,
and climb into another window. It's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy, but I did have, like, the first time I played, I had, like, no fucking idea what I was doing. I was like, how the fuck do I get out of here?
I know, because you can, like, look out the keyhole of the door, because it's locked, and, like, see that there's people out, like, guards out there talking, and, like, one of them has a key, but it's, like, you can't get the key, you just have to climb out the fucking window.
I'm now drinking my cider.
Yum.
I have a cider and sake.
Damn.
Yeah. So you have to climb out the window, and you can climb through, like, around and through Emily's bedroom.
Yes, and Alexi's, like, here bleeding out, but she's still alive right now.
For now.
It's fine. So you go and talk to her, and she has a note from a captain who was looking for Corvo. She just, like, hands you this note and dies. It's very sad.
It's really sad. I really like Alexi.
I know.
Basically, you take the note and you read it, and it's basically like, hey, we have a mutual friend in Anton Sokolov, which, first of all, we're not friends.
Don't say that. Thank you.
And it's signed like Megan Foster. And you're like, okay, solid.
Solid.
That seems like that's where I'm going.
So now your goal is basically you have to deal with Ramsey somehow, and you need to get to Megan's ship, which is called the Dreadful Whale.
Which is pretty solid. It's a pretty solid name.
It's Whale, what is it? Whale, W-A-L-E?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. It's not Whale as in the animal or the thing you do when distraught.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she just doesn't like the letter H. then you can sneak around, like, your Emily's bedroom, basically, and steal all the shit that's yours. And you can listen to an audiograph player in Emily's super nice royal bathroom.
Yeah, it's a very nice bathroom. It's an audiograph from Corvo.
It's not mine, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, well, that makes sense. Mine's, like, Corvo basically, like, giving her a pep talk. And he also says, I do know what it's like to be blamed for murders you didn't commit, which mood. But basically, he's like, I trust you and know you'll do the right thing, blah, blah, blah. I didn't write it down.
I also didn't write it down. It basically just says, like, it's from Emily to Corvo, saying, like, you've protected me, you've taught me how to protect myself, you've shown me how to be a good leader, I'm trying to become the sovereign mother would want me to be, but I wouldn't be here without you.
Aww, that's cute.
Then you can go downstairs. There's a lot of dead people.
Yes.
And you can go get Ramsey.
Yeah, he's just hanging out in the throne room, like, talking to people.
Yes. So basically you have a couple options. Like, you could either knock him out or kill him. You get a reward for knocking him out and locking him in the safe room.
Oh, do you?
Which is, yeah, you get a trophy for it, I think.
Oh, wait, do you not have to, like, I thought, don't you have to lock him in the safe room? Are you, like, allowed to just knock him out and leave him somewhere else?
Yeah, you don't have to put him in the safe room.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you, like, had to.
You do not. No.
Okay, well, I just did that.
No, yeah, you don't have to. You just need to knock him out so you can get your signet ring back and escape through the safe room. I killed him.
That's nice.
Yes.
I guess, technically,
I guess I'm never going to say this again. I killed him and I also knocked him out because I'm doing both low cast and high cast.
Yeah, I did both, but because I was just like, oh, I'll see what happens when you kill him, and like fucking nothing. She doesn't say anything.
Yeah, it's not like super interesting. They don't even do like a traitor or anything like that. Nothing fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, you just can steal his ring and, well, steal back your ring and then go back up to the Emily's bedroom and escape through the safe room.
Yeah, there was, it, like, in this, somewhere in this hallway, there was, like, a book by a historian that I thought was really funny because it was just, like, it was, like, basically talking about, like, how, oh, we wrote those histories of Corvo that, like, said that he was the one who murdered murdered Jessamine, and, like, that was really bad. But, like, also, it's, like, this weird, it's just, like, really funny. It's this historian being, like, but what were we supposed to think? Like, he was, like, quote-unquote foreign and also, like, seemed suspicious, so clearly he did it. And it's just, like, I hate all these historians.
Yeah, they're all racist as hell.
It's, like, really bad. Yeah, so it's, like, everyone still is racist against everyone from Zirconos. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Fucking lovely. Love it. Yeah. So, and also, you can go back down after you take everyone out and go look at the statue of the other person. So I looked at my Emily daughter statue.
It's like, hey, how you doing?
I was like, sorry, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, it's like, again, if you like examine it, then they like say something like, I'll save you or whatever. I didn't pay attention.
It, like, it's not like anything deep. It's pretty much just like, I'll find you again, stuff like that.
It's like, damn, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then you get to go in a safe room where there's lots of fun stuff, including all your gear that you can take.
Yeah. There's also, you can get your fucking gun, you can get like crossbow, you can get so much shit. Mm-hmm. There's also a ton of Emily's old art from Dishonored 1.
It's so cute. I'm so glad that, like, Corvo saved it all.
I know. It's really adorable. You can also find... Actually, I don't know. So I presume you can't find this because you played as Emily. But for me, I picked up my old Dishonored mask, which is the fucked up weird skeleton mask.
Yeah. No, Emily just picks up a spyglass so she can still do the zoomy thing without it just being, like, dowed where it's like, you're not wearing a fucking mask, idiot.
Oh my god, I was wondering. I was she's going to be able to fucking zoom in with her eyes. That's really funny.
Her elf eyes.
Her elf eyes. Yeah. You could also find a book about Corvo basically saying, like, how he got to Dunwall.
Yeah.
Which is that he was skilled and he participated in the Blade Verbena, which is just, I'm assuming,
a contest
of strength. And he won, so he got to go join Serkonnen Guard and was assigned to serve the Emperor from Dunwall as a diplomatic gift.
Which is wild.
Yeah. Wild as shit. You could also find Mrs. Pilsen, who is Emily's doll.
Oh, I didn't find her.
Yeah, you can find her. And later you can find her again, because you'll be back here, and you can find her in the toilet.
Oh, rip.
Yeah. You can also find a letter from Wyvern.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
It's very adorable. Basically, it's Wyman saying, I'm so sorry, my love, I didn't wake you up before I left, but you just look so beautiful when you're asleep, which is super sweet.
I know. Yeah, they're like, oh, like, this is the only time I get to see your hair down.
Mm-hmm. And they're also like, okay, I'll see you soon. I will definitely bring you white leaf tobacco for your hookah. Then, in parentheses, Royal Protector, if you're reading this, as I'm sure you are, this is a joke. I know it's illegal.
It's so cute.
She can make this illegal.
Like, listen, Emily, you can just make pot legal.
Just,
like,
make
you
pot illegal. Want. Like, just make it legal. They also tell Emily not to fall from a rooftop, so they know Emily does parkour.
Yeah. And I'm sure they support her.
Yes.
But yeah, so basically the explanation for why Wyman isn't here is it's like, oh, they had to go back to Moreleaf and they won't be back for 4 months.
I feel like they could have delayed their leaving for one fucking day to be with their, like, paramour on the anniversary of her mother's death.
Apparently not. Maybe they're mad about all the shit that happened in the Corroded Man. Who knows?
I would be.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, then you can pick up some gold and you can leave the safe room.
Yeah, there's like a part two to that thing about Corvo's life that just like is like, oh, he became like Jessamine picked him as the royal protector when she was 12 because that's how royal protectors work, and like he was like 19. So that's fine. And then it like there's like a thing where they're like, yeah, the romance between them was like eventually like a really badly kept court secret, so everyone just assumed Emily was their daughter.
They were right.
It's like, well, there you're correct.
Yeah. So then we go officially to A Long Day in Dunwall. The name of the mission.
Yes.
Once you leave the safe room, which once you leave, there's like a very long hallway. You can find a Sokolov painting in it.
Oh yeah, it's the one that's the
it's Custis Morgan and the Postulant Child.
So funny.
Which is just, I hate, it's so fucking funny. I thank Sokolov for this one thing, which is not naming Trevor.
Yeah. The one valid thing Sokolov has ever done.
Yeah. So then you can basically just like sneak down the boulevard.
Yeah. And there's like another history book here about whaling, which is only interesting because there's like a handwritten note at the end of it that was like presumably written by Corvo, where he's like, oh, this doesn't even mention that like Sokolov invented like steam-powered whaling ships. You should ask him about it if he's ever sober. Like, okay.
Okay. Fine.
And like after reading it, Emily's like, man, what would my governess Callista say? She'd probably like about this whole situation. She'd probably say to sit up straight and marry Wyman. Like, thanks, Callista. Good advice.
Yeah, I want to marry Wyman.
They seem nice.
They do seem nice.
Yeah, you sneak out, and you're just in the streets of Dunwall now.
Yeah, you can overhear guards, like, giving, like, a guard talking to other guards about how Ramsay is, you know, missing or dead, and Corvo escaped, and, Corvo does, like, a, traitorous dogs kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't know why you have esteem for any guards after Dishonored One.
I know, although maybe you were, like, in charge of them now, but yeah. Yeah, I think Emily says exactly the same thing. I think she also is just like, traitorous dogs.
Yeah. So yeah, there's not a lot of stuff. Well, there is a lot of stuff, but it's, like, a very small area.
Yeah.
Well, to the left of where you, like, basically have to escape over the rooftops, you can go find Galvani's house.
I know, I didn't realize it was Galvani's house until I got to the end of the mission, and it was like, you robbed Galvani! And I was like, did I?
Oh my god.
But yeah.
It's really funny. Yes, it's Galvani's house. You can go rob him, because there's a painting on his wall, The Obtuse Arguments of Lady Boyle, and if you take the painting, the safe code is behind it.
Because he's a fucking idiot, and it's 451, because it's always the first safe.
Yeah, and you can find his journal, which basically says, like, sucks that I got robbed in my old house on Clavering Boulevard, so I moved closer to Dunwall Tower so I wouldn't get robbed again.
Okay, so yeah, I must not have found that. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was like, fuck yeah, I love to rob from you a second time.
Oh, I can't wait till we do it a third time.
I cannot wait.
That's the best. Anyway.
Yeah. You can also find, like, an audiograph in, like, the house next door from a woman saying, like, hey, I'm taking the children to Sirkonos, something big is coming, I'm just not comfortable here.
Which, like, good on you, lady.
She was so right, yeah.
She knew what the fuck was up.
Yeah. This street is also, like, destroyed. It looks like they've bombed it. I don't know how this happened, like.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah, and there's, like, guards patrolling, and, like, one of them's, like, shouting, like, hey, everybody, like, basically saying, like, there's a curfew, get the fuck inside.
Yeah. And I just sneak around and hide in dumpsters. I love to hide in dumpsters.
Love a dumpster. Yeah, and if you, like, along the, I don't know, the left side of the street, you can go, basically, to the offices of the Dunwall Courier, which you've been finding newspapers around that are, like, articles about the Crown Killer and how everyone thinks it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Which are presumably published by this, like, newspaper, because, like, once you get up to the top, you can see the printer talking to a guard.
Yeah.
And the guard is, like, the printer's basically like, man, I never should have, like, printed that stuff you told me about, like, the Emily and Corvo being the Crown Killer, because, like, I couldn't even corroborate half of it. And the guard is basically just, like, threatening him.
Yeah, the guard is like, hey, you need to fucking say that Delilah Caldwin is the new empress and say that Corvo and Emily are, like, traitors to the Empire. Which is, like, wild, because, like, you can't be a traitor to the Empire if you are the Empire, but whatever.
Whatever. I know, and I think it's this one where he, like, specifically calls Emily Atano, because he's like, no, she's not the empress, fuck that.
I didn't notice that, but that's... Good as hell.
I'm not sure if it was him or someone else. I just remember someone said it at some point.
That is awesome. I like that. So yeah, you can either let this continue on and the guard will eventually kill the printer, or you can take the guard out and talk to the printer, which I took him out.
Yes, and you get a nice achievement called Freedom of the Press.
Right, I forgot that.
It's cute, yeah, because we've both done it before, so we've got all these fucking achievements.
Yeah. So yeah, if you talk to him, he's like, oh shit, I'm so fucking sorry, I shouldn't have printed that shit, blah blah blah. And Cor was like, honestly, I don't fucking care, just make sure you print the truth from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like, oh, I hope you, like, stay safe or whatever.
He's like, yeah, I hope you come out on top, and then...
Bye.
Gotta go!
Bye! And there's, like, I was, like, snooping through all their shit, and there's, like, a note here where it's, like, an editor writing to one of the, like, writers or whatever, saying, like, hey, like, don't bother writing that story about the Clockwork Soldiers, like, they seem, like, fake, and, like, also, like, I don't care until one of them kills somebody, just keep writing about the Crown Killer.
Yeah, well, it's time, buddy.
Well, they killed some people.
Sure has happened.
Yeah, and again, he's like, yeah, weren't they made by Kieran Jindosh? Didn't he get, like, kicked out of the Academy of Natural Philosophy? Like,
yeah,
I don't think...
run out of the Academy.
Like, I don't think that guy could kill anybody. That guy will never show up.
Yeah. So yeah. And then across the street there is the Boyle Bank. I believe it's the Boyle are bankers.
That makes sense.
I think it makes sense.
And, like, it's clearly a bank.
Yeah, it's definitely a bank. It says bank on it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't notice. I just noticed. I came in through, like, the top of it, and I was like, there's a lot of money here in, like, a safe.
Yeah, it's a bank. If you go downstairs, there's a bunch of guards looking at, like, a dead body draped over an easel. That is Ichabod Boyle's body.
Yeah, it's grody.
It's grody. They, like, he's draped over an easel, and they, like, gutted him with, like... I don't know. This is gonna be since I'm gonna betray myself as not being a Home Depot lesbian, but, like, when you have, like, those giant fucking corkscrews.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. I hate you saying that, but thanks.
And that's what they've, like, stabbed this man with.
Yeah.
I cannot remember the proper name. It's really gonna bug me.
But... Well, I don't fucking know. But yeah, and the guards are, like, complaining about having to be there, because they're like, what if the Crown Killer comes back?
Yeah. He's not back, but we're here.
We're back.
So, time to die.
That or casually knock them out and then just, like, throw them in a corner, which is what I did.
Yes. I accidentally, like, punched, I just, like, fucking accidentally, I tried to do a drop assassination, but I miscalculated and hit this guy just through, like, the glass window. She just got back up.
R.I.P.
I was like, wow, okay. Sorry. And then you could go steal from everything in here, but Linda has written down that it's deeply disappointing that most of the safes have nothing in them and we have reduced stealing from cash registers.
Stealing from cash registers is, like, the most annoying thing to do in this game, because it's really hard to, like, open the drawer and, like, you have to take the coins out individually, but if you accidentally click, like, not on the coins, then the drawer closes again. So fucking annoying. You don't get that much money. Oh, well, there is, in the front room, there's, like, a coin collection under glass, and you could break it and just steal all the coins.
And I did.
It's so cute that it's just like, yeah, just take it.
Yeah. You can also find a letter to a woman named Laura from Ichabod Boyle, basically saying he just hates Corvo, and he's planning on writing something for the newspaper that says so.
Mm-hmm. Does it specifically say Corvo?
Yes.
Oh, I think I'm trying to... Would this be different? I think mine was, like, it was, like, against the Empress. But I wasn't paying that much attention, so maybe not.
I wasn't either, but you know what we can find out? The Dishonored Wiki. Wiki.
Our good friend, the Dishonored Wiki.
Yeah.
Are you going to look this up? Because
I'm looking this up right now, so it's all on right. You to keep this going.
Well, I also just thought it was funny, because at the end of this, He's like, oh, I'm planning my next pamphlet that's called, like, Should Parliament Rule? A Modest Proposal. Which is very funny. And also just like, you know, I mean, I think Parliament probably should rule, but not for the reasons that you think.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think your issues are, like, you wish that she would be nicer to rich people instead of meaner to them.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I went and found this letter, and it just says public opinion against Emily Caldwin and her cursed royal protector, Cor Boatano. Oh, so it's okay. Both.
We both just only remember the person we were playing as.
Yeah.
We were just both offended.
Well, yeah, they're mean to me, but on the other hand, like, fuck the monarchy.
Yeah, fuck the monarchy. But also Delilah, if there's gonna be a monarch, it probably shouldn't be Delilah.
Ooh, yeah. Hard agree. I also overheard one guard saying, I'm like a stocking without a leg. Nothing.
What does that mean?
That's why I wrote it down. I was like, okay, I was like, useless?
Are you okay, dude? It's rough out there.
Yeah, it's wild. So yeah, so that's like the first part of this street. And then you can go to the second part, which the only thing of interest here is there's like a shop, like there's a bar that you can go to.
And you can like just walk in and like talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you like go out the back?
I did.
Okay, yeah, because there's hatters back there.
Yeah, so you can go through the shopkeeper. One of them says like, oh, you're definitely like ill-bred, but you have nicely tailored clothes. And it's like, fuck you.
That's so mean. But see, my person was just like, oh, why are you covering your face, you weirdo?
Yeah, they didn't say that to me, even though arguably a metal mask in the shape of the skull is way more weird than, like, the scarf you have over your face.
Yeah. Emily covers her face just by, like, tying a scarf around her, like, mouth and nose, which I guess works.
No one seems to recognize her, so.
So I guess it's fine.
I mean, like, my guess is that, personally, I'm really bad with remembering faces, but it's like, if I saw, like, the queen out and about on town, I wouldn't know what the queen really looks like.
What if it was the queen, but also, like, being stealthy and wearing, like, a scarf over her mouth?
You know, if the queen can pull it off, that's like, you know, it seems very, like, photographs have only, like, just been invented, right?
That's like, literally just, yeah. Listen.
So, like, it makes sense to me that most people who don't interact with the Empress would have no idea what she looks like. They'd probably only have seen her in, like, paintings.
I will say, Megan says later that, like, in 10 minutes, she says that Emily's face is on all the coins. But it's probably not a good likeness.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I would, like, I don't know if I, like, had met George Washington and I held a fucking coin up to his face. I don't know if I'd be like, yeah, you look exactly the same.
We'll never know, because I don't know what George Washington actually looked like.
I have no idea. I'm not even sure if he's on a coin.
He is. He's on the
nickel, right?
He's on the quarter.
Is he on the quarter? Whatever. I don't use coins.
Do you want me to go get a quarter?
I was just going to Google it, but...
Oh, okay.
I have a quarter right here on my desk.
Who's on it? This is riveting material.
My guess is that it's George Washington, but it doesn't, like, say.
I think it's George Washington. Anyway, if you go out the back door of this fucking shop, there are these hatters, and they're, like, talking about how they want to set up a network of black market shops like they have in Cirkonos. So that's cool.
Right. That's fine and convenient information. I've just Googled it is George Washington.
Thank you. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed your high school civics class.
Well, what if we have someone who doesn't live in America? Maybe they're riveted by this.
I don't think anyone needs to know more information about America than they already
That's
know.
That's a great point.
I think most people would prefer to know less things.
I also would. I still have all the capitals stored up in my brain. It's like, I don't need that.
Did you do the 50 nifty United States? No.
No.
Okay. Did you not sing that song as a child? Anyway.
I did not. I just know them.
It's a song that has all the state capitals. Anyway. yeah. So basically, I think that's it. And you can just leap off the dock and go to the boat.
That's what I did. I leapt off the dock, went to the boat. Yeah, you can go down to the docks. You can swim up to Megan's ship and you can listen to hear her like over and being like, I came here to warn the warrior protector and now it's too late.
Yeah,
just a little bit too late.
But glad you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so once you climb up and, like, get into her view, she'll start talking to you.
Yeah, she's like, hey, over here.
Yeah, she's like, hey, like, lady, you want to hear what I've got to say.
I absolutely do.
But yeah, so this is Megan Foster. She's cool, I love her.
She's cool. She has a very cool white coat, and she's missing her right arm and her right eye.
I think yes, both of those.
Yeah. And she has, like, a short lesbian haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like a short bob, and she's black.
I love her so much. Even though she starts out by saying she's friends with Sokolov, which is a bad life choice.
Yeah, I wouldn't, like, go for that.
But I guess they were hanging out, and they heard that some bad shit was going to happen in Dunwall, so they came to warn you, but failed.
Yeah, and she says, bad things always seem to happen in Dunwall. Feels You're like not wrong. The end of the world. She's right.
She's so right.
And basically, Corb was like, I need to get the fuck away and regroup. She's like, cool, let's do it. You leave Dunwall behind, thank God.
Yeah, it's like, there was this exchange that I really like, where Emily was like, you know, all this shit happened, and there was nothing to do but run, and Megan says, sometimes that's all you can do.
That is really Megan. Nice. Yeah, I didn't get that interaction with her.
But yeah, and Emily basically is like, okay, I want to go to Karnaca to find out about the Crown Killer murders, and Megan's response to this is, you're Corvo's daughter, I'll give you that.
Wow.
But yeah, and then once you, like, agree to go with her, that's the end of the mission. And you get your little title screen that tells you how many people you killed.
I killed a lot of people very loudly. That's what it told me.
That's nice. I killed 3 people, but was also... I got, like, noticed a lot.
So you were good, but not sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it gives you... I don't know if it gave you the same chart in Dishonored 1, but it gives you a chart where it's, like, lethal to non-lethal, and then the other axis is, like, stealthy to non-stealthy.
Yeah, it's, like, stealthy to, like, aggressive or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
And, yeah, it tells you all your special actions and shit.
Like robbing Galvani.
Like, yeah, like, and so you find out you robbed Galvani and you didn't even notice.
I did notice.
Well, you're better at this than me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that is the end of the mission. But there's more!
There's more!
You might have thought, wow, I feel like there's something a little mystical missing here.
What do you mean you don't have magic powers?
So after your mission, you wake up and you're looking at the ceiling. And you're like, cool, gonna stand up and get on with my day. And you can't go through the door, it's blocked.
And then you turn around.
And then the room has turned into the void.
It's like, so cool, because it's like you, like, go and interact with the door, and once you do that, it's like your environment has, like, changed.
Yeah, it's like, really neat.
I love this.
Corvo says, when you turn around and see the void, he says, I remember this endless cold, which is really interesting.
Yeah, I don't remember what Emily said, but it probably wasn't anything interesting.
Yeah.
Guess it's cold up there.
It is cold. The void has drastically changed in appearance.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even know how it's different. It's like rockier. There's more rocks, I think.
Instead, it used to kind of be like little floating islands, like, or like scoops of life. And now it's like much darker, much grayer. And it's like a bunch of floating, like, hunks of obsidian rock.
Yeah.
It just looks like obsidian pathways.
Yeah, it's like less, it's much less aquatic.
Yes, much less aquatic, way more like earthy.
So that's interesting. I wonder if that reflects anything that's happened.
Yeah. And then, God. So then Corvo continues through this going like, where are you? I know you're here. You might as well show yourself.
I love that so much. Emily's just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And then you get to meet the outsider.
Yay. He looks the same, but like much hotter, and also has a new voice actor.
Yeah, he does have a new voice actor. He does look much better. So do most people, so I'm not going to give him sole credit, but...
It's true. I also like this voice actor better, mostly because it's Robin Lord Taylor, who's very good. And this is the only time I'll ever mention Gotham on this fucking show, but he plays Penguin in Gotham, and that's where I know him from. And he's very good at acting.
So we have a lot of speeches to give.
A lot of fucking content.
Yeah, so I will go first.
Mm-hmm.
So, the outsider will say, Corvo, old friend, do I even have to say it? You've lost another empress.
Which is my favorite line that he ever says, ever.
Yeah. So if you have fucking gone through this mission being low chaos, he will continue with, Delilah was born a pawn, but now she's got the throne. 15 years ago, the assassin Dowd could have warned you about her if you'd bothered to ask. But you were too busy for questions. Times have changed, Corvo, and you haven't been watching the dark corners of the world. Maybe living in a palace has made you soft. What happens when you push a man farther than he could ever thought he could go? Does he snap? And what happens when he tries to go home? Maybe you'll finally learn what it feels like to kill an empress. Dowd could have told you about that, too.
Bitch!
Yes! So, bitch. So funny. And if in high chaos, he'll, you know, do the empress line and then say, I gave you my mark for a reason. I wanted to know what happens when you take an honorable man's life away, when you push his face down in the mud. What will he do given the chance? And what a sight it was. You gave yourself over to blood and terror, gave it everything you had. Then you spent 15 years making sure it wouldn't happen again. But now it has. And this time you know where it all leads. Will you do it all again? Where is that good man now?
Bitch. Outsider.
God, I think it's so funny that he brings him down so much.
I know.
In like the low chaos.
He's like, oh, remember Dowd? Remember that guy you didn't kill? Hey, remember Dowd? What was up with that?
Yeah, it's really funny. I like him so much.
Yeah, I really like these speeches that he gives to Corvo. I think his to Emily isn't, like, as interesting, I think, because there's, like, not they that history there.
Yeah, there's just no history. So, your turn.
Yes, to Emily, he says, Empress Emily Caldwin, I'm a friend of your father's from the bad old days. And then, so in Low Chaos, he says, I never expected us to meet. I watched your mother die at the hands of schemers who wanted your little empire. Then you were rescued by a man in a strange mask. I thought that was the end of the excitement. But someone yanked the rug out from under your feet. You've lost your throne and your father. And I promise, Delilah won't just give them back. So what are you prepared to do about it, Your Imperial Majesty? Are you clever enough to do it without spilling a river of blood? I asked Corvo those questions 15 years ago. This is the moment that changed him. Now it's your turn. And the High Chaos one isn't actually that different. So the little beginning where he just explains what happened to Soddard 1 is the same. And then he says, but Delilah and the Duke are flies in the ointment, aren't they? How many of your own subjects are you ready to slaughter? And what are you willing to become? 15 years ago, I asked Corvo that last question. This is the moment that changed him. Now it's your turn, Emily. And then you get the option. And then basically, in both cases, it's like, hey, do you want the mark of the outsider? And it gives you a choice to accept it or reject it.
Yeah, and I did not reject it. I took it, but I completely forgot to Google what happens if you reject it. I looked it up. Good, thank God.
It's not even that interesting, but for Corvo, I like it because he's like, I didn't need your help then, and I don't need it now.
Yeah, I do love that. It's like
yeah,
it's interesting. Fuck you.
which is, it's nice to imagine him having that sort of relationship with the outsider, where he's like, I'm fucking done with you. Like, what did you just say to me about Dowd? Like, shut up.
Like, I don't have time for this bullshit. I have a daughter to save.
Yeah, and I always want the outsider to, like, have an interesting reaction to this. And, like, he kind of, like, he has more animation now, like, in Dishonored 2, just because the technology is better. So, like, you can kind of see, like, his eyes, like, widen a little, and he kind of just, like, looks at you, and then, like, looks away. And is like, basically he's just like, oh, like, that's surprising. So be it. And then just, like, disappears. And like, before you do this, the, like, game, like, makes sure to confirm with you, like, oh, do you want to play without powers? Like, you realize that's hard, right? but yeah, and then basically for Emily, she just says, like, I don't even know what she says because I was less interested in that, but she's just like, I don't need your help. And the outsider is the same response where he's just like, so be it, and then just, like, fucking disappears.
She's like, all right, I don't have time.
Like, I guess. Yeah, I know, I'm always like, why wouldn't he say something more to Corvo, but whatever.
He's feeling rejected.
It's rough for him. He's not used to it. He's used to people being obsessed with him.
Yeah. If you do take the mark, Corvo says, I felt this so long ago, I never thought I'd be here again.
Yeah, and Emily says, like, it burns from the inside, which is fucked up.
Yeah, super neat. And then, you know, you have to do the traditional, like, we're just gonna go fuck around in the void and find things.
Yeah.
So, if you use Blink, Corvo says, it feels as good as I remember. Which is interesting.
Yeah, it feels like good to use it. Yeah, and Emily has a version of Blink, but it's like kind of different, and it's called Far Reach.
I like it less.
Yeah, it's like, I can't even explain exactly how it functions differently, but it does, and it like looks different.
It's like it's like kind of reaching out with super long arms and then pulling yourself forward.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got like a little bit more of like a hop to it, and you skid a little more when you land. It's less transportation, more pulling.
Yeah, it like looks weird because it's like you kind of like think of like Emily like instead of just like disappearing and reappearing, it's like you're getting sucked to wherever you went.
Yeah. Also, I really like Emily has like a lot of powers that are like. Like, basically have, like, she's got, like, darkness hands, a secondary set of darkness hands.
It's cool.
They're neat.
She's Riku.
She is Riku! Fuck
she
you!
She can use Dark Fire Aga, it's great.
It's wonderful. Anyway, so, yeah, you travel through the
Wax Figure Void. Museum.
Yeah, the Wax Figure Museum. You see, like, Ichabod Boyle being dead, which is probably super alarming if you didn't go into the bank.
Yeah, because it's, like, the exact same, like, little, like, what, it's, like, the same, like, model. But if you didn't see that before, you're probably like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And you can see, like, Delilah on the throne surrounded by some of her, like, I don't know, her club, her supporters.
Yeah, which, like, you'll recognize one of them is Duke Luca Bell, and the others are all people you haven't met yet. But who are recognizable upon replaying it.
And then you find an altar. And there's a heart on it.
Weird.
It's familiar. Corvo says, I've been here before. And he picks it the fuck up.
Yeah, and Emily says Corvo mentioned being here once, which did he?
Wild. Absolutely wild.
Interesting claim to make, but okay.
Yeah, so if you pick up the heart, like a shadowy, ghostly visage of Jessamine will appear. And she'll say, I know you. Do you remember? It's been so long, and you've been through so much. Even as an echo of myself, it's good to know you're there. And Corvo responds, Jessamine, if all I can hear are the last echoes of your voice, that's enough. Aww. Is it?
Corvo's having a crisis. It's fine.
Yeah. And then she says, only the last of my essence with you for a while. If only I could reach across this great expanse and take you into my arms. But I have this to offer, my gift and my curse. Summon me to your hand, and I will guide you when I can.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She says, her lines to Emily are exactly the same. And just Emily says, Mother, you're here, but you're not here. In my hand, but somewhere else.
That's fair enough.
So that's sad. It's like Emily's clearly sad, but she's clearly, like, she's sad in, like, a less, like, depressing way than Corvo is.
Yeah, it's, I feel like Emily has... She has gone wonderfully through the five stages of grief.
Yeah, she's, like, processed her shit, and it's like, Corvo hasn't processed anything.
Yeah.
No,
not at all.
But yeah, then you continue running through all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can find some runes, and when you pick them up, you see the outsider again.
And he starts to monologue about Delilah.
Yes. In low chaos, he says to you, or to Corvo, he says, there's no one quite like Delilah. I watched her pull herself up from blood and filth until she was in a position to steal from the wisest scholars in the Empire. Survival and ambition, art and magic, with a cunning that makes fawning sycophants of those around her. All of it leading to what you saw at Dunwall Tower. Delilah's playing the long game. She took out all the abuse the world could deal out, and now she has a crown. She sure fucking does, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, and then in high chaos... much grimmer, to Corvo, the outsider will say, Delilah slit a man's throat for a pair of shoes and painted some of the most brilliant portraits of the age, all in the same year. Survival and ambition, art and magic, with a cunning that makes sycophants of those around her. All of it leading to what you saw at Dunwall Tower. Delilah's playing the long game, and now she's an empress. And that's the end.
Yeah, and I just looked, and I think... he says exactly the same things to Emily.
Okay.
Both in low and high chaos. Nice. But yeah, it's like, okay, Delilah seems fine.
Yep, sure. Sure is fine.
I'm glad the outsider, like, knows all this stuff about her, but didn't, you know, try to warn anybody. That's fine.
What a dick.
and in fact, like, marked her. It's like, yeah, nowhere does the Outsider ever mention, like, oh, yeah, Delilah, she's marked by the Outsider, too.
I know.
It's like, oh, okay. It's like,
oh, she's done such wonderful things. She's so skilled. Like, yeah, but you did that.
Yeah, like, you helped this happen, fucking asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I think after that, you just leave. You leave the void.
Yeah, you just, like, wake up. And that's where I stopped playing, so.
That's where I stopped playing, too, because it's the beginning of the next bit, so.
Yeah. So that's the first mission of Dishonored 2. It's good.
I know, it was a long one. Sorry, y'all.
I feel like these episodes are going to be really long, because these, like, this was even, like, a short mission, really?
Yeah.
I guess we had the void stuff, but.
I think we're going to have to do 2 episodes per mission, because they're just, like.
They're long.
They're much longer and much more substantial levels than in Dishonored 1. Like, a lot of the levels in Dishonored 1, like, they're, you know, they're interesting, but, like, they're not as sprawling.
Yeah, there's, like, really big levels, and also, like, we have to talk about both characters.
So, yeah, expect a long time in this game.
Which is good, because it's a good, fun game.
It is, that's why I've played it 5 times.
And now 6 you're gonna play now. It 6.
Yeah.
So yeah, where can people find you on the internet, Claire?
You can find me on Twitter at Surrealist Trees. And the intro and outro music is Goosebeak Whale by Alps, and I will provide a note to that in the show notes. And that's it. That's all I am.
that's you. And you can find me on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby. You can find the show on Twitter at Drunken Whalers. I mostly just retweet whale facts because it's great.
It's pretty good. I love a good whale fact.
They're good. I like that account. Mm-hmm. That's it? Do I have anything else to say? No, I think that's it.
I think that's it.
All right.
I think we're done.
Next week, we go to Karnaca.
Yay! It's gonna be some wild shit.
Man, this game is good.
All right. Bye, everyone.